a long time, I've held that as soon as people encounter a Sudbury school, as soon as they hit the campus of a Sudbury school, they feel that they're in a Sudbury school. That's something that I've held to be true for quite a while. I certainly feel that myself, not only when I come here, but when I go and visit other Sudbury schools. There's something about what you encounter that makes you know inside that you're in a Sudbury school. And one of the challenges we've had from the very beginning, even from before the beginning, is how to convey this, how to make it known to other people what it is that we feel, what it is that makes our school a Sudbury school. And we've struggled with this, with the way to define the key ideas or the key themes that make us a Sudbury school, so that, first of all, so that we can recognize them ourselves, but primarily as a challenge to conveying it during interviews, during public relations events, to the media, to outside people. It's very important for us in spreading the word to find a way to focus on and verbalize that feeling that we have, that we know we're in a Sudbury school. And all of us have tried to take a minimalist approach. I mean, that goes back, way back to the early part of the 20th century, I think really is best can be said, when Lenin formulated so clearly the idea that the best way to convey an idea is through short, concise slogans, which say something pithily that people can remember. And of course, the most famous slogan that he ever came up with is "Power to the People," which only historical developments could tell you what that ultimately came to mean. But that was the idea. The idea was that a good slogan, a good way to spread a movement, a good way to spread a new idea, a new culture, is by finding something that you can focus on, a clear idea, and hopefully a short idea that you can then say to other people that will give them the knowledge that they've encountered you. What I want to discuss is what turns out to be a fascinating walk through the history of Sudbury schools. I want to discuss with you the development of the various themes that have appeared over the years as those that define a Sudbury school. It turns out to be a rather surprising and interesting set of themes.